just desperate. And, you know, my thoughts are with the families of the deceased, but also with the bus driver and those on the bus. Surely it was a traumatic event for everybody involved. You know, we're hearing so regularly now about deaths on our roads. At least you would hear about one once a week. So it's just a really tragic time.
Unfortunately, both north and south of the border, road fatalities have been a major story over the past number of weeks. We're entering into a time of the year where travelling conditions are more and more difficult. So it's a major issue that's facing governments and facing those in charge of legislations on both sides of the border, how we can reduce the number of people that are tragically losing their lives on our roads.
It really is going into that time of year. And, you know, unfortunately, we're hearing here in the north about budget restraints and how they have to limit how much salt they can put on the roads, you know, if the roads are icy. So, you know, it's a really treacherous time on the roads. And I would urge everybody to take caution. You know, I'm always driving, and I would just encourage everyone to take care. You know, in the darker evenings, make sure your lights are on, slow down, allow braking distance in front of you. You know, the road is there for everybody to use, so we have to be careful.
The two men that lost their lives, what is known of them at this stage?
I actually don't know anything about the two men. As far as aware, they aren't local to Fermanagh, but look, it doesn't matter who they are or where they are or where they're from. It's a loss of life, and it's tragic, and my thoughts are with their families.
And in relation to the police investigation that is taking place at the moment now, that investigation is ongoing. They're appealing for anybody who may have witnessed the accident to come forward. So obviously you'll be hoping maybe that anybody with information will contact the relevant authorities.
Yeah, well, that's it. As you said, the investigation is ongoing, and I would encourage anyone with any information or dash cam footage to contact the PSNA.